2016 Pine Ridge Grocery Dash for Cash here. We're finishing things up at the Canoe Regatta Grounds in Bainbridge. We started tonight up at the Main Street Bridge in Sydney. That's where everybody started for the C2 men, C2 women, C2 mixed, and of course the C1 race as well. Big money on the line, all thanks to Pine Ridge Grocery. You can stop and see them today at State Highway 206 in Bainbridge. And just a great night here, perfect weather for a paddle, and we're now joined by the winners of the first Dash for Cash, brought to you by Pine Ridge Grocery, Ben Schlimmer and Trevor Lefevre, both from Oneonta. Guys, how was it out there? Kind of a crazy start. I saw you guys were about in fifth or sixth, and then you had to work your way up through the pack, but by the time we got to the halfway point, you guys looked like you were in control.
Yeah. It was a Le Mans-style start, so we started in the back of the pack a little bit, and ran down into the water. We had a little mess up, kind of scrambled to get in the boat, so we were back a little bit, but climbed back in, got going, and broke clear of the pack, and after that was kind of home free.
Trevor, some of those low water conditions as you're heading out of Sydney and coming down towards Bainbridge, I'm sure you guys have practiced that a million times in your preparation for the 70, but how was that tonight? Did it make things tough at all?
Definitely makes it tough for popping the boat, what they say, Dale Persons' term, pop the boat, to get the boat out of the water. But once you get it gliding, it actually feels good. The boat feels a lot better. It's the little bit deeper water than that shallow water that's no fun. The water probably, I don't know, a mile up, it's just all, like they call it, suck water. Just sucks the boat down. So that's the hard paddling. Feels like you're going nowhere.
And for both of you guys, what do you think about this Dash for Cash idea? Is it something you want to just get in a quick workout? Because, the big race is coming on Monday. Is this kind of your wind down time a little bit? So is it tough to maybe fit in a race like this?
I wouldn't say so. It's a good opportunity to loosen up. And, we're tapering down this weekend, so it's not a two-hour race or something like that where maybe we think twice about going out there and doing it. But a quick 30 minutes, pretty hard pace, just kind of loosen everything up, and it actually kind of really fits into what our training calls for. So,
and Trevor, with the 70 miler coming on Monday, what are some of the expectations? Obviously you guys have done very well at Canton, and then the Ed Wessels race has to be exciting for you guys heading into the 70.
Well, I just hope to finish. That's a big part of it. I have to be real subtle with this race because there's a lot of good canoers out here for sure. And we're going to be probably chasing and probably riding with the pack. Who knows, it is our home base, but we'll see. Matt Roninsky's out there. He's a tough competitor, him and Steve. Steve's a multi-champion, so they're going to be real tough to beat. So for sure, it'll be an interesting race this year.
Well, thanks for joining us, guys. Of course, the 2016 Pine Ridge Grocery Dash for Cash, the men's C2 winners. Nice paycheck for you guys at the end of the day. Ben Schlimmer and Trevor Lefevre, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back. We're going to try to get Matt Roninsky over here, who won the C1 race, and talk to him. This is Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.